good evening, or should I rather say good morning, y'all. So this is Juice with WMFO, and happy to be here with you all after a few weeks hiatus. So last week we had Jazz Week. This week we're coming at y'all with Chill Vibes. So this is kind of just a playlist of songs that we, you know, like to chill in bed with. Doesn't necessarily induce any like powerful dance moves, but just has you bopping, rocking, sitting back, which is, you know, kind of fitting for this 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. show. And as you might have remembered from a few weeks ago, we've got our controversial topic of the week. Bow, bow, bow. This week, we're going to be talking about vines. Yes, 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 vines. For all of you who listened in last week, we were having a conversation about raccoons. So, I mean, if you were around for that one, I mean, you already know. It's about to be lit. You don't want to miss it. 2:30. That's when the discussion starts. Be here or be square. Thanks, y'all. This is DJ Mayday, and I'm here with, of course, the lovely Sarah Milklos. Sarah. We'll hear from Sarah a little bit later. But for right now, we're going to get back into the music, listening to Souvenir by Milo and Hemlock Ernst.
I can rap like my last name was Black Man. I can rap like the son of Mike Ladd. Let me take out a full page Vice ad that supposes it might ask if underground hip hop was just one tight fad. This is an all seeing eye patch, if I might add. Got many styles, this time just trying to follow Milo. These days, most of the time, I'm chilling in the hollow. To see slacks. Back in high school, I wanted to be abstract, not like you, but pretty cool. But in my heart, was always more busy bees than moti. Lunchline headsets had me thinking yogurt backwards, plug in the Baptist fit. Lake Champlain is crystal clear, I owe it to myself to speak free. Kelly brought me green tea ice cream. I could never forget eating sushi on $10, feeling rich. That was 06. And I wrote a lot of mean shit. But only got love in my heart to go along with all them sad ships that never came. But that's just life, and life is strange. How do you change the way you change the way you feel? Rain to wash the window clear. Wipe away constellation, atmosphere. Blue lagoon, my isolation. Now I'm paper plane folding myself into a fortune. Hoping some missing ocean will find some luck. My brother questioned once. Life in a fishbowl leaves me floating in the punch. Just trying to stay sober. Never read that Hagakure. Think he'd loan me a copy. I'm still stuck on Murakami. Calvino looming. Looking down from vistas coolie. Through open windows moving grass on sand patch. Move swat by red clouds. See dead sounds. Deadly snaps. Circling metamorphosis. Circling dumbly lit intellectual. Grumbling circling humbly. Numbly pick from keypad like cabbage patch. Kids pick from key latch. Dream lease sagged in them logo tags. Wondering sullenly, will Tiger ever recover?
And this is WMFO Medford.
Makes more humans relate, makes more human mistakes. My humanity places head next to dinner plate. Eat myself without feeding myself. Sometimes retreating inside cell walls. The band simply plays on. Sitting wishing you were here. Next time you're gone, just remember to buy yourself a souvenir.
Like a button, like a mall, let me out. This world is not prepared for some. If living here is healthy, then I should be all dressed again. Checking out, shining out my shoes out front. I'm just waiting for my ride to come get me now. Can't help but think. Always where
Of gravity, or really would you rather be gone? Don't be mad at me, listen. When they give their testimonies and assist them, when they ask for your cojones cause you diss them, whenever you remain in silence about the violence on their lives, or you call their protest riots, well-meaning liberals, left-leaning folks, if we criticize you, then we're being bitter hoes. Sweet on the outside, salty in the middle, walk around the block like a McGriddle. So, will you go the distance, or will you vanish in a cloud of smoke like incense, while brown folks risk things, and they rage against this machine built on green, and no, you won't be missed if you ain't really down.
Oh. levitate.
Thank you.
Y'all, so we've been going through the music pretty quickly. We started off with All Up to You by Mindsign. We went into a little Kilo Kish with Locket, Xenia Rubinos, Levitating, Crumb, Vinta, Homeshake, Making a Fool of You, Napalm, a favorite of ours, with Homebody off her Needlepaw album. Highly recommend it, y'all. And then we just heard Rashera by Bibio. And now we are going to have a very special guest, Chanel Richardson. Can we give her a hand, y'all? She's going to come at us with a PSA.
Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford.
Why, thank you, Chanel. That was great, as expected. Yeah, thank you for joining us all tonight, and I think we're going to get back into the music. And it is that time, like right on the dot, 2:30. If you tuned in last time, you know what's in store. The controversial topic of the week, and this week it is vines. Everyone, introduce yourself.
I am the co-DJ, Sarah Marcos.
I'm a guest, Sophia Shaw.
My name is Chanel Richardson. I'm a sophomore majoring in computer engineering.
Oh, wow. Damn. She had the whole spiel. Does anyone want to add shit about themselves?
No.
No? You don't want to disclose anymore? Social security number? Anyone?
111111.
Oh, wow.
Mine
thanks.
Is actually 666666. Oh, damn. 666.
Okay, a little demonic. So yeah, I mean, I guess we can jump right into it. Also, shout out to Marissa for this topic.
Yes, thank you, we Marissa, see for you, giving us this idea.
And we don't see you, but we love you, and you know, we see that you're listening. You
our
know,
most loyal,
okay. Right? Like, just loyal as hell. thank you. Okay, so like, I guess let's jump into the questions. Actually, I also have to give Chanel some credit for these questions.
She, oh, wow. You got questions?
Yeah, she really came through with these. So for the first one, what is your favorite vine? All right.
I feel like I have so many, but the first one that pops to mind is, I do that.
I think that's probably one of my favorite, like obscure, kind of obscure vines.
But otherwise, okay. I really like, hi, welcome to Chili's.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that one's...
It's yeah. quoted daily, I think.
Yeah. For no, for sure. And I mean, the ha, I do that. Like, that's your GroupMe profile picture. Like, it seems like an identity at this point.
It is. Honestly, just like the angle at which he films it and like his mouth shape and his haircut matter, you know?
Yeah. It kind of seems to be all about those angles sometimes, yeah. You know? That's sometimes just what does it, what puts it over the edge.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think I get most of my Vine content just from the references that Sophia made. I must say that you're truly the one that inspired me to, like, look into the compilations.
Wow.
Okay, that's powerful.
Thank you. Wow. I'm so glad I know that now.
So, Sarah, what would you say is your favorite Vine?
Okay, there's some expletives in it, but the one where there's three boys...
Mm-hmm.
Or no, two boys, the young ones, and they're acting out that scene in like Real Housewives.
Oh God, so good.
Oh wait, with the I won't hesitate.
I won't hesitate. Yeah, no, that's so good. I was like shocked that was his voice, like that he was producing that noise. It didn't sound like him. I was just like amazed by. I'm proud. Yeah. You know,
Vine transcends all. Chanel.
I definitely feel like I've had some favorite Viners. Zachary Piona, I don't know if y'all knew his Vines, but anything by him honestly got me. Cool. I like seeing Brian Silva's mess.
Oh my gosh.
My favorite Vine is like this one that nobody else seems to have seen, where it's like this mom yelling at her like two daughters who are in their room, and she's like, guys, come quick, like something's wrong with your dad. She gets to the door and they're like nearly in tears, and she opens it, she goes, I made cookies.
Oh,
they're
my
so
gosh.
Mad.
That's honestly horrible.
It truly is.
That makes me think of Come Get Y'all Juice.
Oh, and then she crashes into that one. Really, like, I was thinking about that too, because that one's kind of evil. Like, how are you gonna like put oil on, like,
for real?
Homegirl's getting in trouble.
They like, had no idea. I don't think she had, like, she knew that she would just destroy the oven, like, annihilate it.
Just, it's done. Like, mom, when mom gets home, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think of my favorite Vine. Honestly, I think if we're voting in terms of consistency, in terms of the Vine I'm
longevity.
Always going right,
yeah.
The one I'm always going back to, it's gonna be the you better stop. Like, I think that it's gonna have to be. I think it's gonna be have to be just the sheer fear that you hear in that scream. But also, I'm in between like the I just love that one because it's so relatable. I feel like every piece. I feel like the rat. I feel like the woman who goes. I feel like the woman who goes, is that real?
That's fully you. You wouldn't be around to say, is that real, though? Like, you'd be out of there.
Right.
You'd be miles away.
Yeah. For listeners who might be a little confused, rats. It's a lot of animals, and I just don't mix rats, especially. I just haven't had a good experience. I don't think that's super uncommon though, but like,
I mean, honestly, the screaming makes me think of a potato flew around, and then when it goes like really fast, they're all just screaming.
That's another one of my favorites for sure.
Oh gosh,
like that's a really good one.
Yeah, so many good ones. So kind of going off of that, you know, we're all just like instantly brought joy by talking about our favorite vines. So like, what has been the impact of Vine on your life?
Wow. I honestly have made friends because of Vine. Shout out to Trina. Like, we are friends now because of Vine. Like, we spent an hour quoting them and showing them to each other.
I feel like I was there, like in the corner doing my work.
When you walked by at one point. But like, yeah, I mean, I just like, it's so easy to relate to people who know about vines. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, friendships are built. Laughter is shared.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the impact it's had on me.
You know, people say millennials and or whatever we are.
I know.
Are
what
like,
are we?
Don't know how to communicate. Like, no, we're just finding just really creative and new ways of doing
Absolutely.
That.
We have like our own language, right. Basically.
Exactly.
If we are even millennials.
We can say that for perhaps next or in a few weeks.
For the record, under very few definitions are we millennials. We're most likely Gen Z.
Right. Like Gen we're like border like Gen Z.
That's kind of cute. Gen Z.
Gen Z.
It kind of scares me though, because I think about like the 12-year-olds on like Musical.ly.
Yikes. I don't want to be.
And we're a part of that.
I don't think we. How can we be roped in with that though? Is where I'm at. Like, how could we possibly be put in the same category?
My little sister is literally the 12-year-old on Musical.ly.
Oh God. She has Musical.ly?
Oh yes.
Oh no.
See, Musical.ly is like the bad child of Vine. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, what is that?
Yeah, like someone trying to make something that I think had clear potential, but it's the people who got their hands on it, which was young kids whose parents were like, yeah, you can totally download this.
Right.
Yikes.
Right.
I'm not very sure what the purpose was or what the appeal is at this point.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone has any clue. Anyone above the age of like 13, I think, has no idea.
It's just... Yeah.
I don't mean to diss people who are 13, but
I mean,
I'm dissing everyone who's older that doesn't understand.
Right, right. I guess that's what's going on here. Sarah, Vine, impacts on your life?
I just remember when Vine did exist so long ago. Just being able to scroll through. It was just a nice thing to do. And now we do have the compilations, and it's just sad to not have like new content anymore. Right. The same 6-second content. And they're all, because it just moved on to Instagram, and those are just terrible.
Those are horrible.
They just can't be given that much time. Like, once it's over 6 seconds, it's just bad.
It's horrible. And it's the same like 8 people.
Making bad videos. Yeah. Just not funny.
I know you, Sophia, you particularly hate the ones that are just like...
like... The cheating ones.
Right.
Like, why are all of them about someone that's cheating? Literally all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like the Lele Pons ones. Either dancing, cheating, or being Latina.
Like, be better.
Yeah, she's just like not. I feel like she has so much more potential.
Yeah. Sure.
In all of those topics.
For sure.
You know what I mean? She really could expand a little bit.
Right.
Within topics and with new topics. I don't know.
What gets the views, I suppose.
I guess that's what it's become about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, when I see vines like that, I get disappointed because I think of like the rock solid vines that really just, you know, got me through just, you know,
what?
Just honestly, yes, did get me through. And like, honestly, like, I'm considering Vines to be like, yes, stuff like content that was on the app, but like also content that made its way to YouTube and stuff like that. And you know, like you know, finding content that would end up on Vine eventually, or like Vine content that ended up on YouTube, that was like a huge thing for me. And just like sharing that was, especially with Alicia, my best friend Alicia, and just like, you know, being like, yo, we're like, we're messed up, like this is like messed up but like hilarious, we're really enjoying this, and just finding joy in that. Yeah, and just like, you know, like kids like us, our age, younger even sometimes, just being creative fools. That, I mean, that just defines, I feel like that defines our generation, like what we find to be comedy.
It's very random.
Yeah, but
it's about being relatable.
Right. It's I mean, sometimes about being relatable, but just also knowing like what strings to be hitting, you know what I mean?
That's real.
Like,
I guess I'm thinking about Walmart boy.
I mean,
if you guys are hip to the new trend, there's a little boy. You've probably all seen it, but just for clarification, yodeling.
Honestly, can you play it? I
mean, it's such a great song.
Oh God.
It's very. I'm not gonna play it at this moment. But like, it's not relatable to me.
I would say it's pretty relatable to me.
How so?
Well, you know, I love my Ife O'Donovan albums, and so I mean. Not necessarily yodeling, but I can put the yodel in there if need be. And yeah, I want to go into Walmart now. Like, he's inspired me. I want to go to Walmart.
To yodel in Walmart?
Yeah, and just get some attent. I don't know. Maybe that's a problem on my part. Mm-hmm. A little relatable, though. You know, I was feeling it. I'm bumping to it.
It's truly the first time I bumped a country song, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, that's a whole other discussion.
I love you.
Just another Vine, y'all. So yeah, moving on. So the, you know, we talked about the impact of Vine on our lives, but I kind of talked about this, but how do you think it's been a cultural impact, like on our generation, like honestly, other generations, like who kind of look down upon our consumption of Vines.
So definitely what I think is that, you know, there used to be this whole kind of idea that people go on the internet to have fun and look at cat videos before Vine. And then Vine came, and now people go on the internet to look at all kinds of funny videos.
Right.
So it just sort of broadened the scope of like what people felt like they could create. Like, people would want to like see views, and they'd be like, where's my cat? Like, you gotta do something like Fluffy the cat, like get on this camera and do something. But now like they realize I can do something myself that it could be wild, but people will love it.
I also feel like Vine was a black platform. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it really was like a, like, as well as like Twitter.
Right.
It's just like truly like a black comedy platform. And I was here for it.
Right.
And that had a huge influence. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a great point.
I feel like in the like post Vine era, it expanded what YouTubers could be. Cause I feel like before, YouTubers were just like vloggers all the time. And now it's just like people who could just like make random funny videos online. And I feel like that's how many people started on YouTube, or were able to like gain that platform right away.
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's I think it's always interesting to see people who were like, you know, were big on a whole nother platform and like taking that to YouTube and like as a way to expand. And how like they're already coming with a whole bunch of fans and honestly, yeah, and a lot of expectations too.
I feel like Liza Koshy's doing a good job with that.
Yeah,
I feel like she's the best example that I can think of like a Viner that successfully transferred into like YouTube.
Right. No, yeah, I'd agree. Yeah. So we are running out of time, but we have one last question. How are y'all feeling about Vine 2? Is it happening? Is it not? You know, like, what's going on with that? Do you want it to come back? Thoughts?
I feel like it would just be weird with it coming back. Just, like, taking a quick hiatus and be like, okay, like, will it be the same? Will it be musically on, just, like, another weird platform for for like children.
I think that it would be a really great thing for it to come back. I mean, I think that the guy who wants to create it apparently wants to do it with his own funding, since Twitter isn't funding it anymore. And so he was basically saying, like, because he's working on other projects, it might take a long time. So honestly, like, it might fall out of trend in like 25 years when he decides to bring Vine 2 back. You know what I mean? But I'm down for it. I'm here for whenever it shows up.
Okay.
I just think, like, you know, there's new content creators that I don't. Was it 2 years ago that Vine ended? Maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah, so kids who felt like they were too young might have been also just sitting on perfect content that we can all get back to relating to if Vine 2 were to come around.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So good point. You have some faith in the youngins.
Some of them, not all of them. But okay. Some of them have some good stuff in them, I'm sure.
The Musical.ly youngins can stay out of Vine too.
Right.
The Instagram oldies and youngins can also stay out of Vine.
I don't know why it just does not work. They just can't be given that much time.
Yeah. Unfortunately. I think it ruins it. It goes very south very fast. Yeah, I guess, you know, I don't know how I'm feeling about Vine 2, because I was told by a friend, hey, Vine 2 is here. Got super excited. I'm like, where is it? Like, going on the App Store, only to find it's not there. I was lied to.
Fully does not exist.
Does not, like, not even close.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've kind of been like, before that, I had been, like, you know, in the era of, oh, waiting for Vine 2, like, waiting for this big comeback. And afterwards, I'm kind of feeling like, you know, I don't know if I need Vine 2 like that. Like, you know, I've kind of moved on. Like, it's, and I almost feel like we're in just a different time, and to bring it back like that is kind of disrespectful. It could end up being just very disrespectful, and I don't know if it's territory I want to cross into. But yeah,
Personally, it's a risk I'm willing to take.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I guess we shall see if Vine 2 ends up coming back, or the thing. You will hear about our thoughts.
If it does.
For sure. All right. Well, I think with that, we're gonna end that conversation. Hope you all enjoyed.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Tom. Yeah.
Thank
thanks
you guys
for being
so
here.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
So yeah, Sarah, what are we gonna be listening to next?
Our next song is "Dirt and Grime" by Father's Children.
Okay. So let's.
Sounds
get
awesome.
Right into that.
Oh,
right, Marissa, that one was for you. Wait, was it for Marissa?
It was.
Okay. Marissa, that one was for you. Hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, just wanted to clear that up. You know, the transition wasn't too great. We're working on it. We're trying to be better, y'all. All right, and now we're going into Like a Tattoo by Sade, my favorite song. With a pattern of the truth, this spoke of his dreams, broken by the burden, broken by the burden of his youth. 14 years, he said, I couldn't look into the sun. She saw him laying at the end of my gun, hungry for life and thirsty for the distant river. All right, so So it's getting to about that time, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Juice. And catch us in 2 weeks. Yeah. All right.